one breakbeat, one sampler, one underground movement. This is Music Gear History, and we're jumping into the Akai S950 sampler. It's a well-known fact that without the Akai S950 paired to the SB1200, many of the iconic hip-hop records we know today might have sounded completely different. But we're going to shift the focus a little to another genre of music that was hugely impacted with the release of the S950 sampler, UK jungle music. Released in 1988 and hot off the heels of the success of the S900, the S950 was another sampling powerhouse full of innovations to make any producer in 1988's jaw drop. It introduced variable sample rates up to 48 kHz, allowing for not only lo-fi samples, but much cleaner and crisper high-fidelity samples. It had expanded memory, giving around 30 seconds of sample time, depending on the sample rate, 12-bit sampling for that familiar warm and gritty sound, a built-in low-pass filter for making those punchy kicks and deep bass lines, and time stretching, a groundbreaking feature that let producers change the sample length without changing the pitch, crucial for manipulating breakbeats and vocal hooks, which became the signature sound of jungle music. Oh, and let's not forget the sub bass, which on a lot of jungle songs was simply created by pitching down the test tone generated once again on the Akai S950. The raw and electrifying sound of rapid-fire breakbeats and deep rolling bass lines owes much to the Akai S950, as well as the Amen Break. And yes, of course, the creative sparks that brought all of these ingredients together. Jungle pioneers like Goldie, 4Hero, LTJ Bookham, and Dillinger all leaned heavily on the S950 sampler, chopping, stretching, and twisting breakbeats into the high-speed adrenaline rush that defined the early jungle music and drum and bass sound. Today, much of the S950's sample stretching and other features are all part of modern music production, with producers like Skrillex openly citing UK jungle and drum and bass as huge influences to their dubstep and EDM sound.
Like a lot of my drum influence came from like UK drum and bass.
By 1993, when production of the S950 ended, it hadn't just flipped the Amen breakbeats, it had helped spark an entire underground dance music revolution here in the UK and of course around the world. From one breakbeat and one sampler. Later.